Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Christmas? Canceled? No, not exactly.
Oh, I thought I was going to have to take down the tree or something.
No.
I was concerned.
Not yet. Okay. Hold off on that just yet. Okay. Don't go into panic mode just yet until I share the rest of the story, which a lot of people know. It's one of the bigger news stories of today. 7:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Gator men's basketball team is undefeated right now. I think they're ranked 7th, looking really, really good. They might have a shot, and it's not just Gator fans saying this. I think it was CBS Sports ranked them to a possible be there at the Final Four, maybe.
Wow.
We'll see. Okay. Don't want to get,
be optimistic.
Exactly, but take it game by game.
Yes.
You should. All right.
The game.
So that's a good local story. The Gators doing well on the basketball court. I like that. But here's one of your other important stories of the day. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters said workers at 7 Amazon facilities will begin a strike on Thursday morning. Well, that, as you heard probably in the news at the top of the hour, is already underway. And the union's trying to pressure the company for a labor agreement, but doing it during a key shopping period. Now, Greg, you'd mentioned off the air how that's not going to make people a fan of yours or your union or whatever when you do the strike at the most, inopportune time for consumers.
Right. They think, okay, we're going to put pressure on the company, but what you're doing is messing up people's daily lives, potentially, with deliveries for their kid for Christmas. You're not going to win any friends.
No, but I don't think, unions are necessarily in the business of winning friends.
No.
And really, even in a case like this, public support or non-support, I think that you'll see such a direct line between, them walking off the job and, the service right away. In other words, the company will realize quickly, they think, that, hey, we're going to have to do something. This is a terrible time for a strike.
Now, they're saying it's like 1%.
Well, that's the thing.
Are they downplaying something there?
Well,
and they're not all necessarily direct employees. A lot of these are third party that are part of this Teamsters union.
So the Teamsters say they represent nearly 10,000 workers at 10 Amazon facilities.
Okay.
And that sounds like a lot, 10,000. But they've got 1.5 million people that Amazon employs in its warehouses and corporate offices. So I don't know if that even includes any of the driver stuff.
It sounds like a lot until you look at the big number.
Exactly.
Then you're like, you guys aren't really in a much of a position. They could reshuffle things around really quickly and just let your little distribution thing be closed.
Yes. And all of us. Well, haven't you ever gotten that notice when you order something like on Prime and it's free and okay, it's going to be here the next day?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they changed the game.
Yeah.
They send you a note. Oh, yeah, it's not going to be there till Tuesday. And you're like,
it's coming
really?
From Tacoma.
Yeah. You didn't seem to have that information 12 minutes ago when I gave you my credit card number. Didn't seem to have that.
Details.
But you had no problem taking my money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, The Teamsters say the workers who authorized strikes in the past few days are joining the picket line after Amazon ignored a December 15th deadline the union set for contract negotiations. Amazon says it doesn't expect an impact on its operations during what the union calls the largest strike against the company in U.S. history, which very well could be the largest.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it has an impact.
But as a consumer... it would be very easy to go, okay, you guys want to mess me up in Christmas? You're not the only person things can be ordered through.
Well, that is true. However, from their network of drivers and the way that they do have their warehouses set up, that's how they're able to have such incredible efficiency and deliver, so quickly.
Well, who would have dreamed when we were kids? You literally could get on your... First off, you didn't have cell phones. We could sit here and order something, and it could be here later today or tomorrow morning from who knows where around the country.
Right. So we've become accustomed to that.
That's true.
But those of us who are old enough remember, didn't they even almost run, I don't know if they were PSAs or what, but run... notice from the United States Postal Service.
Mail early
to ensure that your packages get there by Christmas. So we remember that. So it's entrenched in our mind. Oh, if you're going to be sending stuff, you better get that done, Mr. Procrastinator. Even you, Bob, need to do that.
Right.
Well, now this whole new generation after us,
they don't. Clue.
They're like, post office? I don't. What is it? They don't even know what it is. Yeah. Hand them a rotary phone. Oh, my gosh. They'll be befuddled for hours. So they didn't grow up with that kind of warning and don't expect it to be there. And this is the busiest time of the year and all the warnings we've been given.
Right.
So now there's very high expectations.
Yes.
Very high. Like you said, you know, there's some places where you could order toilet paper and it'll be there within hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A whole case sitting there on your front porch.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't do a run on toilet paper, please.
No.
That's the last thing you do during the holidays.
It's just an example.
All right. So we're going to move on from that. We'll keep you posted on, you know, anything as this changes or we see any real impact and stuff like that. So far, so good. I guess I'll say that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency Wednesday to deal with an outbreak of avian influenza, bird flu. And this is sparking renewed criticism of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic when he shut down the local economy. So I'll share that statement with you coming up in a little bit, but that's what the governor's up to. At the local level, the city of San Francisco, you know how progressive they are.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna love this one.
Okay.
San Francisco's Department of Public Health has reportedly hired a fat acceptance and body positive activist as a weight stigma consultant.
Okay.
Weight stigma consultant hired by the city of San Francisco through their health department.
Okay. Now, I was glancing at this story. You described it in a very professional, official, governmental way.
Mm-hmm.
Can I translate that?
Sure.
And this is no offense to anyone with weight issues. You know, we all have those. They hired an overweight person to represent fat people to make it a non-stigma is basically what they did.
Well, I mean, would a skinny person have credibility?
Oh, no, I agree.
Because the skinny people, they're the first ones that go, why don't you just eat less? Shut your pie hole and you be skinny like me.
And then they get
smacked. And that's so ignorant.
Yeah, I know. That is.
Yeah. It's such a complicated thing.
Yes.
Metabolically, scientifically.
Absolutely.
What we consume and our food sources. And yes, we could all police ourselves probably better, those of us who are a few pounds over. But, yeah, I hate it when the skinny people go,
There's two ways to look at this. Should they have hired someone who would encourage healthier lifestyles despite your genetics and stuff, as opposed to just hiring an overweight person to go, it's okay? I don't know. Which is really better for the public?
Well, okay, a couple of things. First of all, it is you can be overweight, even obese, and still have relatively what they consider good health. So you can sort
That's
of be
too.
In
That's
shape
yeah.
and be overweight. So you want the person to be healthy. If they're healthy and they have a lot of weight on them. You know, good for them, I guess, so to speak.
Right.
But really, the bigger issue is, are there things that are kind of poisoning some of us that are reacting metabolically in some people that's in our food sources? We know there's stuff that the Europeans won't allow in their food stuff that we do here. Mm-hmm. So this really is like an RFK Jr. type thing. But instead of California embracing, hey, let's find out, make sure that everything that we're eating, if possible, can at least be healthier than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're going the other way.
Yeah.
Hey. It's perfectly okay to be fat, which, sure it is, but you need somebody working for the health department to do that, to tell you that?
More government money spent on another salary?
Is it going to lead to diversity? Hey, you don't have enough fat people working for you.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Don't even go there.
What are you, fat phobic?
Right.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. Yep. So we've got plenty to talk about already, and we want to hear from you. What's bugging you is next. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 97.3 The Sky.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 722. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those, please. But call in if you'd like, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll try to get you in. All right? Let's go to Lou. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that we elect these people to work for the people, but they seem to have their own agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're talking about, well, really anywhere from local to the national level, and this continuing resolution and spending more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
15 pages dedicated to continuing resolution, 1,400 pages dedicated to more pork. Yeah, the frustration. yeah, we all share in that frustration.
Big time.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is all these long-term confirmed Democrats running hat in hand towards Trump, and I'm talking about the likes of Boring Joe Scarborough, Mika, I'm only famous because my dad's famous, Brzezinski, Mark Zuckerberg, I stole Facebook from the Winklevoss twins, and Tim Cook, I'm trying to be as much like Steve Jobs. These people... Approaching Trump, I mean, elections have consequences. Obama taught us that, and I just wish that they do not influence him. I just hope that Trump, I don't mind Trump listening to their opinions, but I hope they do not cause him to change his intended actions.
Yeah, don't hate somebody because they have a black turtleneck sweater. A lot of people do. But, now, to your point, I look at it as a good and positive sign. I see it as being less resistant to the Trump of the Trump that was there before. In other words, I think that they are starting to believe in him. Whether they will publicly say that is right. Another thing, but I think their business minds see the wisdom in trying to have some kind of relationship.
Well, when you see a Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, who are other very successful billionaires, if you will, billionaires. Even if you are successful and you're in that club, you might go, well, maybe they know the guy better than I do.
Right.
Maybe they know something I don't. Maybe I should pay attention. Maybe I should listen. And maybe it's to my benefit if I kind of work with this guy, not against him.
Yeah, if you've got, you know, Vivek and Elon Musk as your pals,
yes,
that does lend a lot of credibility to, like you say, the rest of the billionaire club members.
Well, and also, you know, Mark's concern is, okay, are they going to be an influence on him?
Right.
The fact that he's got Elon and Vivek in his corner can help maybe hold that back if it's not the right thing.
Well, and he's a smart enough guy, Trump is, that he will listen to you. And mm-hmm. he might disagree with 95% of what you said. But there's some kernel in there going, well, I didn't know that, or I didn't look at it from that perspective.
Right. He'll do that.
That's how you become very wise and a good leader.
Yes.
You actually listen, and you disregard the stuff that you know is not... Mm-hmm. You know, you weed it out through your own personal filter,
right.
But you find that little bit of truth or, you know, insight mm-hmm. that you didn't previously have. All right, what's bugging you? It's going on right now. Call in, please. 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. Let us know what's going on. There's got to be something bugging you, right? Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. First of all, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all you people in the sky and everyone out there. I'm convinced more and more that the evidence lately is all pointing out to the fact that the so-called establishment and so-called deep state are all one and the same. Let's face it. They could go out and run investigations on their own selves and arrest their own selves. And that's why Biden is pardoning so many people now, because he knows that Trump is going to go after him with a vengeance when he gets in. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Oh, there's... Yeah, the establishment is the establishment,
right.
I guess. You know, Republican or Democrat, they're the entrenched class. They have... They're kind of game players in a way, if you look at it. We're all being played to some extent by some of these people, at least. And we just have to really support the people that we believe, you know, are the truth seers and sayers, you know, the people, those people, and try to get rid of as much of the establishment and entrenched folks that we can moving forward. Sam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, you really shouldn't warn people not to buy the toilet paper, like when they're scared, because we may miss some. We can't get all of these people to wear their little sign that says, I'm stupid.
Yeah, it would be nice if it was that obvious. That way we'd have the warning. Good morning, Hangman. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me, man, is these extended warranty firms that go out there. I'm not going to mention their names. You know they are. Actually, some of them are advertising your show, but...
Mm-hmm.
I purchased one, and I mean, I needed repairs, and these guys won't take the actual extended warranty service because they say they use substandard parts and yada, yada, yada. And it's like you go to other offshoots, and it's the same thing. They'll give you a recommendation that's like 50 miles away, and you call them, and then they say, yeah, we'll take it, but, you know, there's a surcharge or something, but that's what bugs me.
Yeah.
It's a questionable industry. There's a couple of good ones out there, but just because they're big doesn't mean they're best.
There you go.
Or just because you hear somebody talking about them on TV does not mean they're... good.
Just like Greg, you know, said to his soon-to-be wife, you know, size doesn't matter. Is that Bucky? 729, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Every day your kids wake up, he's in a different spot. Keeping an eye on everything all season long.
Oh, no, no.
But when you wake up, you'll never have to wonder because the sky is always right here.
Oh.
Keeping an eye on local and national news, Florida weather and traffic, the information you need to know just what the elf is happening all season long. Depend on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. 7:35. Yeah, it is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Oh, look, some holiday music. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
And that's what we want everybody to have. A headache-free, wonderful Christmas time.
Yes,
headache-free.
Yes.
We hope and we pray for you, and we appreciate our blessings, I hope. Yes. An attitude of gratitude goes a long way all year long, but I think especially this time of year. Let me catch you up on some stuff. Continuing resolution, I believe, might be dead on arrival. This is just continuing the massive federal spending that they've been doing. We call it Nancy Pelosi level spending because it, when she was Speaker of the House and COVID was going on and all that, we're still abiding by, I guess, that budget, which was extremely bloated, partially because of COVID. And so they're still spending federal dollars, sending them out to like cities and states for COVID. I mean, come on. We're done with it. Are there still some remaining, you know, flu-like things floating around that you could call, technically you could call COVID or whatever? Yeah. But come on. The emergency is absolutely over, but yet we're still spending at those crazy levels. And this continuing resolution was not going to effectively deal with that. It's just going to keep on going, keep on rolling. Are we going to get serious about DOGE or not? Josh Hawley said Speaker Johnson is trying to shove this down our throats, and he's totally against it. He also said it's hugely harmful to the president. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, a Republican, his favorability ratings are sinking actually lower than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Has he gotten the memo? Knock it off. Yeah, we might have to shut down the government, as they say, for some period of time. That's okay. Everybody gets paid, maybe not right away, but they all get paid. If you have a government job or it's based on contractual stuff, you know the drill. If you haven't figured it out by now and budget accordingly, shame on you. Yeah, so I think it's dead on arrival. We'll see. Democrats need to stand strong. Are you for fiscal responsibility or not?
Right.
Put your votes where your mouth is, or your mouth where your money should be better spent.
Or we'll suggest where you put it if you don't know how to vote.
I like that.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and good morning, Donnie.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, they get a paid vacation, government employees, during these shutdowns. But the only CR that they should do should get us through until the next Congress, not 3 months of Nancy spending. And if the government shuts down, as you know, they are called partial government shutdown, and 85% of the government is still functioning. Don't you think we can cut, you know, we can't even get 1% cut, which would balance the budget in like 6 years. Imagine a 15% budget cut right off the top, and let's just get it done. If you're non-essential for the government, you shouldn't be working for the government.
Well, I have a slightly more compassionate way of looking at it. But, I mean, to your overall point, yeah, time to rip the Band-Aid off.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, most of these plans are not going to have a bunch of people fired.
Right.
And whether that's right or wrong, however, you just don't hire additional people. You move people around, you transfer them, you offer them other opportunities or jobs or whatever. Now, if they turn that down and their position's been eliminated, it is what it is, like for anybody else, anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a little more compassionate about it. I mean, you can't say, oh, you know, that's just like the lefties do. Not saying it. Yeah, just to, as an example, Donnie, not at you personally, but it's kind of like some of the Democrats. I can't remember exactly who actually said it out loud, but something like, oh, well, you work in the oil industry and we're going to eliminate your job. Tough, too bad. Like, you shouldn't be working for the devil anyway. Something along those lines, you know? So I have a little more compassion, but we got to start somewhere, and we got to shrink you know, the spending. We have to. We're spending $1 trillion a year. A trillion. Just to service the debt we've accrued. That is, I mean, nowhere else could that ever make sense. Well, it doesn't make sense anywhere. It doesn't add up, to put it in simple terms.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, $1 trillion. That used to be almost a third of our budget. $1 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know where it's at now, but it's off the flipping rails. Mm. That's one of the reasons why people voted for Trump. The expectations are high. We'll see if they can deliver. And hope. Well, but it's got to start now.
It does. And it was great having Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the show yesterday talking about the fact that she looked at them and said, look, don't be voting for this and right. then go back home and go, oh, yeah, we're all doge.
We want
budgets. No, that's just a load.
You could be bougie, but don't be doge.
No.
Or something like that.
Yes.
I'll coin that phrase eventually.
Sure. He's working.
No, she makes a great point. And if you missed the interview, the Bob Rose Show podcast is always available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you won't miss a minute of the show and you can catch that interview. Or if you miss the upcoming interview we have with Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek, or you miss when we talk to Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up at 9:05. So
busy show today. Always something going on.
There's a strike. Christmas is shutting down. That's how some people are presenting it. Christmas canceled. Teamster strike hits Amazon. And it's true. There's about 10,000 workers at 10 Amazon facilities that are walking off the job. Many of them already this morning is being reported. Now, there's two sides to every story. Amazon says the delivery drivers, which the Teamsters have organized for more than a year, are not its employees. Does everybody understand that? Under its business model, the drivers work for third-party business called delivery service partners. Now, they drop off millions of packages to customers every day. Quote, for more than a year now, the Teamsters have continued to intentionally mislead the public, claiming that they represent thousands of Amazon employees and drivers. They don't.
Mm.
And this is another attempt to push a false narrative. That from Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nantel in a statement. So two sides to every story. And there you have it. But yeah, a lot of these folks are third parties.
Right.
Usually the ones who drive across your lawn, those are the
yeah, you can tell. You can tell who they are.
Yeah.
And the fact that even though it sounds huge to say, 10,000 or whatever, you're what, 1.something million employees? It's really like a very small percentage of their of people that actually work for them.
1.5 million people, Amazon employees, in its warehouses and corporate offices. 1.5 million.
Amazing. That one company, man.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. Knows what he's doing. Smart guy.
Yeah, and he's even getting smarter.
Yeah.
By being a little bit more, maybe seeing what Trump is about. He, of course, made the outrageous statement about his own newspaper, The Washington Post, that maybe they need to be a little less biased.
Right.
And other of the legacy media. You need to do the same thing. He's having trouble with it. Hiring people, putting the right people in position there.
But that shows there was a problem.
Shows there was a problem, and we know there's a problem because we've all shown that there's a problem.
Yes.
But he acknowledged it.
That's
what we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CNN and MSNBC, their ratings are terrible. But have you gotten any acknowledgement? Hey, maybe it's the product. Maybe it's the lefty Marxist philosophy that we're trying to shove down people's throats that people are getting sick and tired of. And they're choking on it, and they're coughing it up, and they're not going back for more. Could that be a possibility? Heck yeah.
And in his case, the fact that they're not endorsing and did not endorse anyone for president.
Yep.
Of course, the lefties got all, you know, upset about that because they weren't supporting Kamala. Yeah. Hasn't it been nice not hearing her voice for the last month or so?
It really has.
I mean, she's only made a couple of statements. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like the birds are singing. The sun is shining. The clouds parted. The rainbow came our way.
Thank you, Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
Thank you for saving America. Ah, we still got plenty of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got plenty more to talk about as well. Vance met with Speaker Johnson. Details coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Decorating your day.
Day after day.
Only on The Sky.
With the news you need.
Make no mistake about it.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The great news keeps rolling in.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Sky.
Beware of the pork. That's one of your top stories today. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Continuing resolution. Hopefully this thing is dead on arrival. As Congresswoman Kat Kamick explained to us yesterday, look, this is 1,500 pages, but only 15 pages deal with the continuing resolution, spending at Nancy Pelosi levels. And then there's a bunch of additional pork and completely unrelated stuff stuffed in there. How and why Speaker Johnson was in any way, shape, or form in favor of this, I have no idea. He's being called out on it. Trump is totally against it. Senator Josh Hawley said it's harmful to President Trump. He, meaning the Speaker, is trying to jam the spending bill down our throats. And apparently J.D. Vance had to have a little chit-chat with the Speaker. The outcome? Well, he claims they had a productive conversation regarding a recently unveiled government funding bill. Big old, you know, now I like me some pork, but not added to a budget that is already
bloated.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's huge.
It is indeed.
But you know what?
What's that?
There's nothing wrong with being huge.
Perspective. Right? Well, yeah, I guess so.
San Francisco, okay, because they have more money than they know what to do with, and they love to expand government. So through their health department, you know, Department of Public Health, that's probably a good thing to have if it's well done, well run. I don't know the intricacies, but I do know this. They recently hired somebody that I'm like, wow, taxpayer dollars, huh? They hired a fat acceptance and body positive activist as a weight stigma consultant. Because, you know, if I lived in the city of San Francisco, that would be one of my major concerns, you know, is that there's maybe a stigma to being overweight. I don't know if I can sleep at night.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
Because, I mean, when I think of San Francisco, if I'm thinking of problems, it's not fat people walking around. It's like drug addicts on the street, needles on the street, people living and doing everything else everywhere else on the street. That's kind of the downside, I think, of San Francisco.
And maybe that also in combination with some of the highest priced real estate in the world.
Yeah.
Yes. And all the other issues that face large cities. But this problem dealing with large is going to be taken care of, theoretically, by Virgie Tover. Now, why her? Social media influence, known for her Lose Hate, Not Weight TED Talk, and her books, including You Have the Right to Remain Fat. Okay. And Tuesday on Instagram, she said, unbelievably proud to serve the city of San Francisco, a city position to help to stem what they consider to be a stigma of being overweight. So what could she do? There are people that go, ew, that's disgusting. I've heard it. I've overheard it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, what you're going to have a government position that you're going to change how people feel about obesity? And the other question you have to ask is that in the best interest of people? What about the stigma about being, you know, a functioning alcoholic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why don't you, we hired this drunk, okay?
Yes.
Because he wants to remove the stigma of, you know, like being a practicing alcoholic.
We don't want you to not be one.
Right, because
we want to make it okay.
Right.
Interesting philosophy, isn't it?
Doesn't that seem a little kind of twisted?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, these are the same people that come up with ideas like, you know, we're losing the war on drugs, so let's provide needles.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they did
Let's
do that.
Let's provide crack pipes.
Right. Thanks, Joe.
Designed and used by Hunter, provided by government funding through Joe.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. San Francisco has yet to fully acknowledge this situation, by the way. Now, look, you've got the plus size models. You've got this. You've got that. No, it's not easy. And I hate it when there is a stigma. There are all kinds of issues that are related to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you found out that somebody had a very violent, brutal upbringing, you know, really nasty things that occurred to them, and they have, like, you know, you're aware of it.
Right.
How would you deal? In other words, you don't see those issues. For some overweight people, they're wearing their issues externally. Do you understand? There's a correlation between, say, past traumas and how their body looks today.
Mm-hmm.
So to be nasty toward those people is wrong.
Absolutely.
But do you hire somebody to work for your city municipality to help remove the stigma?
That's not going to change the root problem.
Well, not only that, is you're doing it, you're financing it through your Department of Public Health, which I can just guess is probably overworked, overrun, underfunded already, and people have maybe legitimate health needs. Some of it may actually be related to obesity. So now you're going to say, hey, it's perfectly okay to be fat, which I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but to hire a government representative to tell us that, when if somebody really understands, you know, biology and all that, they can't say that with a straight face. They know there's way too many health issues related to obesity, for instance.
And you're the health department, not the image department.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, why not just promote her TED Talks thing?
Here you go.
Right?
Yeah. Save the money.
Thank you. All right. Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek is going to be joining us on the air in just a few minutes. Stick around, my friends. It's the Thursday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.